Good afternoon, Cell Group, and a very happy birthday to you on this Feast of Pentecost. Every year we celebrate this great feast of the beginning of the new creation, and you'll hear more about that as we go through the text of last Sunday's Gospel. So it's one of the final chapters in John's Gospel, chapter 20. And it's the evening of that day, the first day of the week. John has this happening on Easter Sunday. You may think of the coming of the Holy Spirit as an Easter event, and for John and his community, they saw his resurrection and his sending of the Spirit all as one great gift and one way of the gospel story been completed and accomplished. Jesus said it is accomplished on the cross on Calvary on Friday. And then there was a day of rest on the Saturday. And this is the first day of the week, the first day of the whole new creation. So it's very important in John, the first day of the week. And the doors were closed in the house where the disciples were for fear of the Jews. So Jesus transforms this fearful group into a new creation. So he came and he stood among them. So the verb is very active. Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After this, he showed them his hands and his side. It's significant that in Luke's gospel, he shows them his hands and his feet, more or less to identify himself as the same Jesus who suffered and died. And with John, there's a meditation on not just the suffering and death of Christ, but also the achievements of that passion and death, namely the water that came from the side of the Christ and was the water of life, the water of baptism, a whole new river of healing that came from his side. So his side is very, very important for John. The disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Again, a comparison with Luke, where they were hesitant. Here, the disciples are delighted. They're happy when they see the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you." And like all appearances of God in the Old Testament, there's always a commission, there's always a job given. And here he says, "As the Father sent me, so I send you." Now, it's not just like the Father, or just as the Father, like an imitation, but it's stronger than that. It's a continuation of the sending of Jesus, that this sending continues through the disciples. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them. So this breathing brings us to Genesis chapter 2, where he breathed on the clay, Genesis 2, 7, and the clay became the first man. So it's literally inspiration, the breath of God giving new life. And this is the moment when the new creation comes to be. Fantastic moment of rebirth. Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive, they are forgiven. And those whose sins you retain, they are retained. So this is given to the whole community of believers, this forgiveness of sins. It's a proclamation that Christ has forgiven our sins, that Christ died for our sins, that he's a Lord of forgiveness. There's no need to regret the past anymore. But it's also for the future. If any sins are committed, they can be forgiven by the community. It's interesting to note that in John's Gospel, there are no clergy. It's not an ordination of the disciples. So it's given, this gift of forgiveness is given to the whole community. So some points for sharing with each other. If I can find them. So just as Jesus was sent by the Father, so he sends out his disciples. This brings to our mind images of receiving and handing on the things that give life, our values, meaning, our sense of purpose, love itself. Who are the people that gave you life by what they handed on to you? To whom have you handed on what is life-giving? Another one, that forgiveness of sins at the end of the section, reminds us of our tradition, our tradition of the sacrament of reconciliation. But of course, it's a broader meaning than that. Spirit-filled people are people who forgive. You might like to recall memories of when you have forgiven or retained another's sins. What difference has it made to you and others when you forgive rather than to hold sins against others? So let us pray. Send down, O God, upon your people the flame of your Holy Spirit, and fill with the abundance of your sevenfold gift the church you brought forth from your Son's pierced side. May your life-giving Spirit lend fire to our words and strength to our witness. Send us forth to the nations of the world to proclaim with boldness your wonderful work of raising Christ to your right hand. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. So God bless your work of being together.